Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When done right, the twist is one of the most powerful means to progress a narrative. Just when we get comfortable and think we've got a grasp of the situation, it's a perfect tool to pull the rug from underneath us, changing the direction and drastically shifting the tone, throwing the player into a completely new situation, setting up events a few hours in, or changing the game completely towards the end, leaving an impression on players years after the credits roll. So with that being said, I'm Ben Roy from WhatCulture.com, and this is the 10 most disturbing video game plot twists you didn't see coming. Number 10. You are what you eat. Bugsnacks. The world of Bugsnacks is colourful, yet a deceptive one. On the surface, it's filled with Sesame Street-looking fellows as they go around their days on Snacktooth Island, but on further inspection, it's clear that this luscious colour palette and smiles are hiding something. However, this isn't down to the Grumpuses and their deep relationships they share, mostly being complicated. No, the disturbing turn actually comes thanks to the titular Bugsnacks. These half-bug, half-snack, Muppet-looking things might be delicious, but they're the last thing you want to eat, trust me. Once a player and Bilbo find Lisbeth, she reveals in horrifying fashion that the Bugsnacks are actually parasites. They want to be eaten so they can become them. And then the final part of this game becomes some sort of suicide mission, as the player tries to save as many Grumpuses as possible. This shift is wild, but certainly welcomed. And once that's all over, there's a Metal Gear Solid style closing monologue, and we all thought this game was for the kids. Number 9. The Collectors. Mass Effect 2. After defeating Saren in the first Mass Effect, Shepard and the team look like they can take on the galaxy, or at least anything that it throws at them. Though this all changes quickly in Mass Effect 2, as the Normandy is destroyed and Shepard is killed. It would take years for Miranda to rebuild the legend for the Elusive Man, and Shepard was brought back to deal with the Collectors, the new threat in the galaxy. More violent than the Geth, the Collectors lived up to their name and scooped up human colonies, only to harvest them later. Now this is all pretty dark stuff. But when we find out who the Collectors really are, it gets a bit disturbing. The Collectors were Protheans. Once the last stand against the Reapers, now harvested in their new monstrous form, they serve the Harbinger. Not only is this messed up, but the Reapers turned the last of the Protheans on themselves, which made the last stand of that cycle very dark. Number 8. Origami Killer. Heavy Rain. For all the criticisms that David Cage games get, they've at least tried to move the medium forward. Now sure, they don't always quite land, but at least he tried. And one of his most divisive choices came in 2010's Heavy Rain, when Cage made the killer everyone was looking for, well, us, the player. This choice split everyone down the middle pretty much, but it was quite a genius choice to make the character Scott Shelby, who was a lovable, welcoming man, the actual killer. To think a man like this could be the Origami Killer was disturbing, and hardly anyone saw it coming. How the game gets there is a little questionable, as it opens up plot holes that really can't be ignored at times, but over a decade later it still has the industry talking about it. So for better or worse, this unsettling twist did the job. Number 7. Locust Origins, Gears 5. The Locusts of Gears of War were meant to be a means to a cover-based shooting end. Though as the games came and went, their origins were slowly drip-fed to us, to the point that these creepy underground lizard people weren't so clear-cut evil anymore. The game's setting, Serra, is full of a glowy yellow liquid known as emulsion. It fuels the planet above and seemingly has no repercussions. But once an AI construct of a long-dead Niles is confronted by Kate, it reveals all. And it turns out the miners of emulsion came down with something known as Rustlung, and after being sent off to Niles, they were thought to be dead, when in actual fact, they were being used to create the Locust. fast. So the cog had a hand in the very threat that brought humanity to its knees. This really does muddy the waters of all the past Gears games, because the Locusts were results of horrible experiments, and they were just trying to escape the Lambent in free, making them the real victims here. Number 6. Role Reversal – Braid. It really does feel like the side-scroller was the genesis of all video games, the primordial soup of which they all crawled out from. So when Jonathan Blow unleashed Braid across the world, at first it just seemed like another one of these games, but with some fun mechanics. But by completion, it was clear there was much more than that here. A widely known twist in gaming at this point, but still one of the darkest. Braid takes one of, if not the most overplayed tropes in all of media, and flips it on its head. The damsel in distress is just something we all accept as a plot point in Mario, because those games are excellent, but Blow takes this to a dark place. In the final acts of Braid, it's revealed that the player was chasing the damsel, not saving them, shedding an entirely different light on all past events. And many years later, it still works today. Number 5. Damned If You Do and Damned If You Don't – Cyberpunk 2077. For all the flack that Cyberpunk gets, the story's half decent. Now of course this doesn't excuse it for being a busted as hell game, but you know, enjoy it where you can. And the turn in the story comes at the end of Act 1, where Jackie and V come out of a job in the worst way possible. Jackie doesn't make it and V is left with a dead personality chip in his brain. It turns out this chip is the consciousness of legendary Johnny Silverhand, and taking this chip out would kill them both. So for the entire game, the player is trying to save themselves and maybe Johnny as well, but it becomes clear in the final moments that V isn't going to make it out of this. Only one ending sees V slightly happy, but even then it isn't finite. Some let Johnny survive, but in the end, nobody can help V from fading away. Number 4. Joel's Turn – The Last of Us. The relationship that grows between Joel and Ellie is one of the best to be depicted on screen, let alone committed to code. There's just such a natural progression here, from two humans just trying to survive, to the father and daughter bond that eventually grows. It's one of the reasons the first game is so special. In the closing hours of the game, it's the choice that the player doesn't get to make that's so memorable. On finding out that Ellie won't survive after the procedure to synthesize a cure, Joel loses it. Returning to his hunter roots, Joel kills the one doctor who could make the cure, Marlene, and causes these fireflies to fall apart, all to save his surrogate daughter. In a twist that still divides players to this day, you can't help but think how Joel damned humanity, all in the name of love. Number 3. Ethan is Dead – Resident Evil Village. After the mess that was Resident Evil 6, the franchise needed to go back to basics, so Capcom did just that with Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Though taking on the role of Ethan Winters this time was a strange one. This milquetoast protagonist was the blankest slate that had ever been seen. Saying that, Capcom didn't even want us to see his face. But for some reason, this guy could take a comical amount of punishment in both Biohazard and Village. Village ramps up the amount of punishment he can take to the point where it seems a bit ridiculous. He just pours a bit of liquid on his hands and Ethan's fine again. It even reattaches limbs. But somehow Capcom made this twist work in the final hours of Village. It turns out Ethan was dead all along and was killed by Jack Baker all those years ago. And so that's right, Ethan was a mold man all this time and nobody thought to tell him. Number 2. Walker vs. Conrad – Spec Ops The Line. Now hold up here just a minute, this is a list on the internet, and as I've said before, you've got to have Bioshock or Spec Ops The Line in there somewhere. And when it comes to twists, Spec Ops wins, in the most disturbing way possible. Not only did Spec Ops have a mesmerizing setting with a city buried in the sand, but it flipped everything on its head, made America the bad guys, and put the player as the villain, all without them realizing. Walker is obsessed with bringing Conrad to justice, and throughout the game, Conrad is constantly testing his morality, forcing the player to make some really rough decisions. In the closing scene, it turns out that Conrad has been dead all this time, and that Walker was suffering from dissociative disorder. This explains his hallucinations and his hideous actions. Even when the truth is laid out in front of Walker, he can choose to just ignore that and live in his own twisted reality, blaming somebody else for what took place in Dubai. Number 1. The Tape – Silent Hill 2. When it comes to video game twists, not many stand up to Silent Hill 2. Yes, the entire internet has been talking about this one forever now, but for good reason. Taking up the role of James Sunderland, players visit Silent Hill to find his wife, and along the way encounter terrifying creatures that manifest from the fog. After coming across Maria, who looks very much like his wife, the crippling truth is finally revealed. In by far the darkest twist, James watches the videotape that shows himself killing his wife. Mary was terminally ill, and he put her out of her misery before the events of the game, which turns this whole thing into a massive guilt trip. The ending is utterly crushing, and to this day, Silent Hill 2 just might be survival horror at its peak.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.